If you were walking along and you looked on the ground and you saw some device that looked amazing, it had gizmos and gadgets, and it looked like it could do all kinds of things, and you picked it up, and what you would do is start asking some questions about what this is. You wouldn't say, look at this amazing device, it must be a stepping stool. And so what you would want to know is, you would want to know, what is this? Who made it? What is its purpose? Right? To know the purpose of this thing, you have to understand the reason the maker made it. What's it for? You are complex. You are intricate. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you are created in the image of God. For what? What's your purpose? To have a great job? To have the perfect life? To have no struggles? To have everybody pat you on the back? That's not what the Maker has said. In fact, this section gets to the heart of what we are made for. We are made by God and for the glory of God. We are made to live in the love of God, and because of our sin, we need to be rescued by the self-sacrificial love of God in Christ. We are made to live in grace, to be loved to the uttermost. And we are made to self-sacrificially love others to the glory of Christ out of the overflow of that love. We are not made to try to get and earn that love, and to make others get and earn that love. We are made to live in the love of Christ. That means we have to want the love of Christ. And we are made to give that love to others. That's why you're here. You know what that means? That means that no circumstance, no situation, no lack of ability, no lack of money, no lack of position, no lack of gifting can keep you from being loved by Jesus Christ. And no circumstance, no situation, no lack of ability, no lack of money, no lack of position, no lack of gifting can keep you from living in His love, or to keep you from loving others. If you don't do that, it's not because of the circumstance. That's the staging ground for you to live in the love of Christ and to display the love of Christ. There's nobody here that doesn't have everything they need to live in the love of Christ and to display it to the world.